Okay, so we're going to start here back on the slide where we finished the other day. And that slide is specifically, we are looking at the 32 possible pizzas. And that was because we all, you guys sat down in your groups and counted up the pizzas. It was very time consuming. Let's talk about an easier way. And there is an easier way, especially if you're looking at an ice cream store and you have 12 ice cream flavors and 9 toppings. The ways you could actually make yourself an ice cream is pretty amazing. Okay, let's go back to the 2 topping pizzas. At first, how many toppings could we choose from? Do you guys remember? 5, right? Oh, and this is going to change a little from the slides you have. There's going to be some changes. So there are 5 to choose from at first, and then there were next 4. And what's 5 times 4?
4.
But how many two topping pizzas were there actually? Look it up in your notes. There were actually 10. Now 20 divided by 1 is 10, which means what happened? When we set all these pizzas up, what happens? There are 20 there, but why is the answer only 10? Because of the overlap. We had 10 because we overlapped pepperoni mushroom with mushroom pepperoni. We could take that one out. We can take that one out. We can take those 2 out. We can take those 3 out and all 4 of those out. There were double. Okay. And again, now we talked about that last week. Pepperoni onion is the same as onion pepperoni. All right. So since there were 2 elements for each combination, there was a matching one. So I divided by the number of overlap and I got the true number of possibilities. Now, so let's apply this idea here. What if there were 10 possible toppings and you were making a 2-topping pizza? How many could you choose from to begin with? 10, and then 9. So 10, then 9, which makes, but we've got 2 toppings, so what are we going to divide by? And so you would actually have 45. Okay. What did I do if there were 3 toppings? Let's just start off with how many would you have to choose from if you're doing a 3-topping pizza? 5 times 4 times 3, which is 60. But what was the actual number of 3-topping pizzas? 10. So what did we divide by?
6.
What about the 4-topping pizzas? What was that? What would that be if order matters? 5, 4, 3, 2, which is 120. But we actually got what? Anyone remember how many 4-topping pizzas there were? There were only 5 4-topping pizzas. So what must we have divided by? 120 divided by what gives you 5?
24.
Okay, so let's think about this. 5 was the actual number of 4-topping pizzas. So what did we take 5P3 and divide it by? What did we take 5P3 and divide it by?
6.
What did we take 5P4 and divide it by? Do you recognize 6 and 24? Now the triangle.
Would it be times the number of the permutation or whatever? Like 6 times there are 4 slots, or 6 times 4? Last thing you do is 2, and then there's 3 slots, and 2 times 3 is 6.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it. It doesn't always work that way, though. But that's 4 factorial is 24. What's 6? 3 factorial, guess what 2 is? 2 factorial. So, a combination starts out looking like a permutation, but then you also divide by the number factorial, and you'll see that in a second. Okay, so a combination of n elements taken r at a time. 5 pizza toppings taken 3 at a time. 5 pizza toppings taken 4 at a time. 10 ice cream flavors taken 1 at a time. There are actually 2 symbols. this is the first symbol, MCR, and you're used to that because we're used to NPR for permutation, NCR for combination. This symbol to the right here, the parentheses with what looks like a fraction but no fraction bar, that is something that we're going to see if and when we get to binomial theorem, which we're going to try to get to before the end of the year, but if not, it'll be pretty early on in the beginning of next year. It does not mean the fraction 5 over 3. It means 5C3. And the formula is this. N factorial over R factorial over N minus R factorial. Doesn't do it for me. All right. If this wasn't here, what would it look like? NPR. So we're starting off as if order matters, but then also dividing by, let's see, two toppings we divide by 2 factorial, 3 toppings we divide by 3 factorial, 4 toppings we divide by 4 factorial. How neat. And there it is again, written out for you. The first part, that n over n minus r, both of those factorial, determines the total number of possibilities. Order matters. Then dividing by r prime, or r factorial, excuse me, takes care of all overlaps. Now, I would like you to right now determine how many 5-card hands exist in a deck of 52 cards. Five card hands. How many of them exist?
Probably need your calculator.
Five card hands. Is this a combination or a permutation? It's Miss Dungo's, I believe. If anyone sees Miss Dungo's, I'll have her calculator. Anyone getting a number? What are you getting?
2,598,960.
2.6 million. How did you do it, Michael?
I just did 52 times 51 times 50 times 49.
Perfect. You said I have 52 to choose from, then 51, then 50, then 49, then 48. That's the cards. Then you divide by, because there are 5 cards, 5 factorial. How else could you have done it? What single button? I like that you did it this way, because that shows you understand. What single button could you have used instead?
The NCR.
What? So it would be. Let's see what.
Five.
Which side? Is that N or is that R? R is 5. I'm only taking 5 cards at a time. Out of how many?
52.
Okay, could you guys try 52C5 on your calculator and make sure you're getting 2.599 blah, blah, blah million. You getting it? Math. Probability, toggle over to the right. And now you see number, okay. Did you put the first number in already? Hit enter. Okay.
I already done this.
You didn't actually have to do that. You can toggle over and type over where it says answer. 2.599, or 2.6 million approximately. All right. Now, what are the odds? No, excuse me. What is the probability then of getting 4 aces and a king? I'm sorry, and a king of diamonds. 4 aces and a king of diamonds. What is the probability? let's talk about it. It's not a calculator thing.
Wouldn't it be 24 divided by 5?
Well, let's look at this. How many hands were possible?
Let's call it 2.6 million.
Oh, one hand is possible.
Okay, 2.6 million. How many of those hands have all four aces and the king of diamonds?
One.
So what are the odds, I'm using the wrong word, and I'll explain the difference. One in 2.6 million. What about four aces and any king? It would be four in 2.6 million. Because there are four out of those that will work, okay? Let's talk for a real brief minute before we go on about the difference between probability and odds, because I actually keep using this. Probability and odds are actually different things. Does anyone know the difference between them? Okay, odds is like win-loss, whereas probability is win-all. So let's say you've got 1-4 odds. That means out of 5 races, you'll win 1, you'll lose 4. Your probability would be 1 in 5. So that's a slight difference. So when you're talking about probability, probability looks at your success or your failure, whichever you're looking at, out of the entire number of possibilities. Whereas odds are remove that success or failure out of probabilities. You're looking at win versus loss.
Odds always says something.
Yeah, well, I don't know that our math book does that, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you can tell that because the
But what I'm saying is when people speak it, people don't always make the correct distinction and say two. Well, I don't think of the word in as being, what I'm more saying is you have to understand the context. What odds are, people confuse probability with odds all the time, or odds with probability. Okay, we just did this. All right, so let's look at this problem.
Oh, I'm going to do that later.
All right, so what is, if I have 5 coins in my pocket, a half dollar, a penny, a nickel, a dime, and a quarter, how many ways could I pull out 3 coins? How do I know that order doesn't matter? What words up there tell me, or what words are missing? I see the word combination. That means putting them all together. It doesn't say how many different ways to arrange. Arrange is a key word with permutations. Combinations, groups, things like that, that's a combination. So what would this be in combination notation? Five, C, three. We already did 5C3. What was that? 5C3 is 10?
Yeah.
10. There are 10 ways I could pull out 3 coins. Everyone okay on why it's 5 in front and 3 at the back? Okay. How about this one? A little different. I have a group that has 10 boys and 15 girls, and I'm going to make a committee. And that committee is going to have 2 boys and 3 girls on it. Is it a 25C5 combination? Why not?
Two
different ones. So I really have to do 2 things. I have to set the boys and set the girls. What's it called when I consider things separately? The first thing I introduced in this class. I referred to it over and over. When we first started studying probability, or combinations, permutations, and all this, the first thing I introduced had a specific name. And I keep referring back to it because I said you can always use this method. Permutation, fundamental theorem of counting. This is really a combination of a fundamental theorem of counting problem and a combination problem. Because I have to do 2 things. My first task is to get a group of 2 boys. My next task is to get a group of 3 girls. Now, if I'm going to choose 2 boys, what would that be? C for combination, C for choose. I'm choosing how many out of how many?
2 out of 10.
2 out of 10. And how about the girls? I'm choosing 15C3. I'm choosing 3 out of 15.
What would that end up being?
What is it?
I think this number is 45, and this one actually may be 455. I can't quite remember. But you're getting those two numbers, multiplying them together. There are 20,000, think about that, a class of 25 people. And if you were creating committees, you have 20,475 ways to create that particular committee. Other ways you could mess things up? Say, oh, what about if I did 3 boys and 2 girls? What if I was looking at the ways I would do all boys? What would I be looking at the ways I could do all girls? Let's say if I said that or all girls. What will I do with the other possibility? Will I multiply it or add it? Let's say I would add. If I said, how many ways could I make a committee of 2 boys and 3 girls? How many ways could I make a committee of all girls? You'd figure that out, right? Then how many ways could I make this or this? You add the numbers. Because you could have, you have 20,475 ways to be 2 boys, 3 girls. Now there's going to be just a different number for 5 girls. You'd add those together.
Why do you multiply?
Okay, because, so let's look at just the 45 boys. There are 45 ways. That I could have a boy committee, just that, right? Now, that boy committee is going to go with the girl committee. How many girl committees were there? There were 455 girl committees, so 455 of them could go with the first, or 455 could go with the second, or 455 could go with the third, all the way down to, there are 455 that could go with the 45th, so you multiply them. Because it's fundamental theorem counting, you're doing task one, and on top of it, you're doing task two at the same time. All right, so. I think I want to do a couple more examples specific to our class. Let's do this one first, and then we'll do class-specific examples. How many teams of 6 hockey players could be chosen from a group of 12 if position doesn't matter? How many teams of 6 hockey players can be chosen from a group of 12 if position doesn't matter? I see Jay going to his calculator already. Fantastic. What were you typing in, Jay? 12 NCR 6. Perfect. Because I've got choosing 6 out of 12. Choosing 6 out of a group of 12. What are you getting for the number? 924. A lot less than you would if it was a permutation, because order doesn't matter. Okay, how many are we today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, include me, 12. All right, we are going to play kickball. How many different kicking orders could we have? Michael, what are you getting?
Is it 12 factorial? I don't want to see.
12 factorial, which is, tell me the number.
179 million.
Oh, just read me the digits. Don't worry about it.
479,001,600.
479,001,600. That is a hard number to read off the calculator. It's always better to take it, write it down, put your commas in. Why is it 12 factorial? What word did I say?
Orders.
Order matters. What's another way you could have done this with a different button on your calculator other than the factorial button?
NPR.
12 C what? 12, because you're looking at all 12 people in a row. Oh, 12 P12. Excuse me. Oh, I meant to write that. 12, P12, because order matters. Okay, we're going to split into two teams, a team of six and a team of six. Figure out how many ways we can come up with a team of six. With two teams of six. What is it?
It's 924 again.
Why is it 924 again? Well, but what about, okay, so if you're choosing six people out of 12, what about the other six people?
They're already determined because...
They're already determined. So we really think of that as 6C6. Because you're going to take 12 people and choose 6 out of that 12, and you're going to get the 924. And then everyone else is going to be on the same team. You're choosing those 6 people, but you're just taking that group of 6 people. 6C6 is 1. That is 924. Sneaky problem. After we beat Mr. Jaffa's class, we actually trounced them. Kicked them. We're going to have a class party. And in that class party, 3 people volunteer to bring soda, 4 people volunteer to bring snacks and salads, 4 people volunteer to bring burgers and dogs, and 1 person brings paper products. How many different ways could we arrange the food? Are those 4 people bringing burgers / dogs the same? Yes. Consider them the same. These 4 ladies agree to bring burgers and dogs. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, these, it doesn't really matter. It's groups.
What?
How many ways can we arrange that? Like how many different ways would it be? How many different possibilities would there be for choosing 3 people to bring soda and then 4 people to bring snacks and salads? And what's neat is you can do this problem 2 ways. And it comes out the same.
Oh, this is quiet. Michael, do you have an answer?
I think so.
What do you think you have?
138,600.
Yeah. 138,600?
Yeah.
Jeff, you have something different?
I got the same thing.
You got the same thing? Colleen looks. Do you have a different answer? What do you think? You feel like you have an answer that might make sense, or you think you're not quite right? Not done? Anyone else have an answer? Same thing. Jeff, tell me what you plugged in.
I did 12 NCR 3 times 9 NCR 4 times 5 NCR 4 times 1 NCR 1.
You take 3 people choosing soda, whatever that happens to be. That's 12, 11, 10 divided by 3, 2, 1. That's 6, 11, 10. That's 660. Okay. So 660 ways that 3 people can bring soda, but those people are out of the mix now. You've got to pick four new people to bring in the snacks and salads, and then four new people to bring the burgers and dogs, and one person to bring the paper products. Anyone know another way you could have done this? There's actually three other ways you could do it. There's four different orders. You can actually start by choosing a different thing, meaning you could choose one person to bring the paper product, then you could choose, out of those 11, choose three people to bring soda, and then out of the eight that are left, choose four to bring hot dogs, and then the last four bring snacks and salads. That number turns out to be the same value. You could use burgers and salads and soda and paper products. It still comes out to be the same value. Very good. Good job. For tonight, we meet tomorrow. I'd like you to do that 12-2, page 252, 1 through 15 odd, 29, 31, 33, 35. And then tomorrow, we're going to do a worksheet, I think.